Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kids in this world who are different, special. They look like us and they act like us, but they are not us. And one of them is missing.
Whoever's trespassing in my house, you come out with your hands up. Unless you want to be the next animal stuffed there on my wall. On three, one.
This couch we're hiding behind isn't much of a shield.
Where's a hoverboard when you need one?
Huh?
Shh.
Two.
We've got to figure something out. I got this, Easter.
Casey, no.
Three.
Don't shoot, Mr. Pasternak. I'm right here, behind you.
Who the heck are you, and what are you doing in my house?
My name's Tiffany, with a G. I go to school with your daughter, Brinley. Also with the G, we're very close. Very, very close.
Is she crazy?
Crazy cool.
How did you get in here, Tiffany?
Your garage door was open.
My garage door was closed.
Pretty sure not, but if it makes you feel better. Anyway, Bryn said I could come by and borrow her science notes. I was out, hunting with my brothers and missed the test.
You hunt?
Me? Oh yeah, sure. Big animal killer. I'm like fierce out there in the forest. Deer, mooses, bears, lions, not lions, but you get the idea. I mean, they call me Big Animal Killer. It's not a great nickname. Kind on the nose.
Do you realize this is breaking and entering? You could have been shot.
I'm so sorry. I had my earbuds in, and I thought Brinley got my text that I was coming.
Yeah, Brinley ain't here.
Ugh. Mind if I just get the notes out of her bag then? It'll only take a sec. I cannot fail this test, or my parents won't let me go on the big, hunt trip next week.
She keeps her book bag in her room. Come on.
So, like, what's your favorite animal to shoot? Personally, I'm into blowing away the cute ones.
Let's get out of your sight. Come on, before he sees us.
We can't just leave, Casey. We have to go back for her.
I'm pretty sure Casey's got it covered.
She was kind of genius, wasn't she? She saved us.
She sure did.
What? Why are you looking at me like that?
I've never seen you smile like that before.
No, none of what we just saw fits how I pictured Brinley's life. I always imagined a big house with servants and a statue of her.
Me too. What if that guy isn't actually your father? What if he's just her bodyguard or something? You know, since she's a spy and all.
Who's a spy?
Casey, you made it.
I think Brinley's dad just invited me to kill a moose with him. Now who's a spy?
Well, not actually a spy, but Brinley is obviously a snoop. Why else would she steal my phone?
Because she's got dried up dog feces for a heart.
Gross.
Sometimes I think she lives to make other people's lives miserable.
You have no idea. Let's go grab our bikes.
Go ahead, Holiday. We'll be right there.
Okay.
You said we, like it's a thing.
I did? I just meant you and me. I mean, like, you're here, and, I wanted to say thank you. Okay, wow, what just happened?
I kissed you on the cheek. Is that okay?
No, I mean, yeah.
Sorry, I couldn't help myself. That was really exciting. I mean, almost getting hunted like a deer and all. Besides, I knew you'd never kiss me. Welp, gotta go. This was fun. See you at school. Oh, and never blow off a robot date with me ever again.
Whoa.
Cyrus, come on. What's wrong with you?
Hi. Holiday, Casey just left.
I saw. Do you believe now that Brinley is the spy?
Yeah, I believe.
What if she already listened to my recordings for Dr. Farber? I mean, what if she's not home right now because she's with her bosses at Whittier telling them everything I said?
The phone is locked. Maybe she couldn't get through your password?
Or maybe they did, and now they're coming for me.
Hi, this is Ava DeMary, and I play Brinley in 6 minutes. For more great podcasts, check out gzmshows.com.
Shh, it's starting.
GZM Shows. Imagination amplified.
Hey, it's Jess. Did you know that GZM Shows has a YouTube channel? Right now, all of 6 minutes, Becoming Mother Nature, GZM Beats, and Cupid and the Reaper are up. And they're in these, like, beautiful playlists. They have this fun audio waveform visual. And best of all, you can turn on captions. And the captions have character names. Anyway, subscribe to GZM Shows on YouTube. Maybe there'll be some cool things in the future, like live streams, interviews, behind the scenes. We'll see. GZM Shows on YouTube. Hey, parents and teachers. Have you heard about gzmclassroom.com? It's a website where teachers can get companion resources for everyone's favorite GZM shows. 6 minutes, Mars Patel, podcast title pending, Seis Minutos, The Res, Becoming Mother Nature, Iowa Chapman and the Last Dog, Treasure Island 2020, The Hollow, Young Ben Franklin, and The Big Fib all have companion resources for additional critical thinking, listening comprehension, and ultimately creativity. We made them just for you. And oh yeah, they're free. Free! The people on Facebook didn't believe us, but they are F-R-E-E, free. Head to gzmclassroom.com and get yours today.